today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
There are many today who walk around not knowing who they are. Some find themselves wrapped neatly in the roles they play at home. If you ask them who you are, they will tell you the role they play. Others become consumed in the title at work, and when you ask them to tell you a little about themselves, they tell you what they do. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. I'm an accountant. When people can't identify or communicate who they are subject to become what others want them to be. This is one of my major concerns. The very fact that people don't know who they are is disturbing. You can't live your greatest life if you don't know who you are. Do you want to live your greatest life today? Then pay close attention and discover who you are and whose you are. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, it is written, "Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, and whom you also are built or being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." That's who you are. You don't have to wonder anymore. You don't have to believe what others have to say. You don't find your identity in a particular role you play at home, work, or in the community. You are no longer a stranger. You have been brought near by the power of God. You are a saint. The Word of God tells us you are a friend of God. You are not a foreigner, but a fellow citizen equipped with the power of the Holy Spirit. You are a fellow citizen with the saints and member of the household of faith. You have been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. You are God's pride and you are God's joy. You are special and fully equipped. There is no one or nothing greater than you. You have been saved by grace. There is no one like you on the face of the earth. You are unique. Together, you and I are being fitted together. You are one of a kind. Each day, tell yourself how great you are and how wonderful you look. I encourage you to live like you've never lived before. Enjoy this life and look forward to the life to come. Go for it. I know who you are. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.